This American Roots was underwritten by St. Martin's Press, publishers of Texas Flood, the inside story of Stevie Ray Vaughan by Alan Paul and Andy Allendort. Texas Flood follows the artist from his triumphs to his untimely death, showing how Stevie Ray Vaughan changed music forever. Available wherever books are sold. This is American Roots from New Orleans at the movies. If you're having trouble with your picture, don't bother adjusting your radio, but turn on your visual imagination. This hour will bring you soundscapes and songs from Pulp Fiction, Cadillac Records, The Big Easy, Big Night, and The Harder They Come, among other films. Our guest is soundtrack composer and New Orleans trumpet player Terrence Blanchard, here with the Branford Marsalis Quartet in 1990 from the Spike Lee film Mo' Better Blues. Terrence has gone on to make many films over the years with Spike Lee, including Black Klansman, where his composition Blut und Boden, Blood and Soil, received a 2019 Grammy. He has written or performed in nearly all of Spike Lee's soundtracks and considers himself a special kind of sideman.
You know, the thing about doing film, man, being the composer, there's a moment of fear when you see the film the first time. Because, you know, everybody's done their job and you're the last line of defense. And then people come to you and say, okay, now take us across the finish line.
Spike Lee's father, jazz bassist Bill Lee, wrote the score for Mo' Better Blues, starring Denzel Washington and Wesley Snipes. Terrence Blanchard worked on this one as part of the Branford Marsalis Quartet on American Roots.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as I travel through this great big country of ours, this U.S. of A., and being on the road as much as I do, I try to listen to a lot of the radio stations. It's amazing how many KISS or V103 stations there are. Jesus Christ, did people run out of call letters or what? Come on. Anyway, most of the stuff on the radio is so sad. It's a drag. One of the reasons could be because every song is about... Oh, you guessed it, huh? Love. 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 L-O-V-E. What the world needs now is not another love song. Now dig, check this out. The love that's professed in these songs is shaky anyway. It's a lustful, selfish, into the world love. And the lyrics, have you tried to listen to the lyrics? You heard them all before. My love is higher, fire and desire. Let's stay together forever, despite all types of weather, even a hurricane. As a surprise, you opened my eyes. Why? Because I love you. Let me spend the rest of my life with you tonight. If you don't, I'll just roll up into a ball and just die. Won't wash, won't eat, won't even go to work if you don't love me, dude. I'll even give up my four-season tickets to the New York Knicks courtside. Know how I feel about basketball. That's gotta be L-O-V-E. Let me call you my own. Shower me with your cones. Let them rain down on me like a monsoon. Let your love come down, flow down, drown me in that stuff. I wanna swim in it, do 20 laps. The breaststroke is my specialty. L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E.
Let's Whatever you want to do is all right with me. 'Cause you make me feel so brand new. To spend my life with you. Let me say it seems, baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come. Be untrue. Oh, baby, let's stay together, loving you whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, baby? It's being around you is all I see.
Green, Let's Stay Together, 1971. His Memphis soul sound produced by Willie Mitchell at High Records and later used in Quentin Tarantino's 1994 movie Pulp Fiction, a film whose soundtrack memorably also included Chuck Berry, Link Wray, Dusty Springfield, the Statler Brothers, and many others. This is American Roots at the Movies. Darnell Martin directed the film Cadillac Records in 2008, based on the history of Chess Records, the Chicago R&B label. And our guest coming up, Terrence Blanchard, worked on the score, but the music selections were mostly recreated by artists ranging from Buddy Guy to Mos Def and Beyoncé. This original song, though, is from Marksville, Louisiana native Lil Walter, 1954. It was also in the soundtrack.
Last night, I lost the best friend I ever had. Last night, I lost the best friend I ever had. Now you've gone and left me. You know that's gonna haunt me. Blues with a feeling. That's one thing I can't describe. I have blues with a feeling. That's one thing I can't describe. Well, you was my first love. And you appreciate her helping my wife. I want you to call me tomorrow, baby, tell me what's going on wrong. I want you to call me tomorrow and tell me what's going on wrong. I wonder why did you leave me? Come on back home. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't care what the people say.
Beyoncé Knowles. The well-known singer with Houston, New Orleans, and Alabama roots. They're singing I'd Rather Go Blind, heard in the Cadillac Records soundtrack, the original recorded by Etta James in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, 1967. And we are back with jazz trumpet player and film score composer Terrence Blanchard when American Roots at the Movies returns.